I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. The California Highway Patrol will deploy a statewide maximum enforcement period, known as an MEP, focused on impaired driving from 6 p.m. Saturday, June 20th through 6 a.m. Sunday, June 21st to maintain a highly visible enforcement presence. All uniformed CHP personnel statewide, regardless of rank, will conduct traffic enforcement on California roadways. Summer brings more people into California roadways, increasing the risk of impaired driving. Impaired driving continues to claim hundreds of lives in California each year and forever changes countless others. These tragedies are entirely preventable. Plan ahead, never drive impaired, and help us keep California roads safe. CHP officers will be out in force removing impaired drivers from our roadways and helping ensure everyone reaches their destination safely, says Commissioner Sean Durie. Remember, the CHP remains committed to reducing preventable crashes and saving lives through education, enforcement, and personal responsibility. The safest choice is simple: never drive impaired. The mission of the CHP is to provide the highest level of safety, service, and security. Well, the California Department of Public Health has recently introduced emergency regulations for hospice agencies following years of documented concerns about fraud, abuse, and weak oversight within California hospice licensing system. These regulations stem from findings by the California State Auditor and are intended to address serious deficiencies that have allowed fraudulent operators to exploit vulnerable patients and taxpayer-funded healthcare programs. The department has determined that immediate action is necessary to strengthen licensing standards, improve accountability, and prevent bad actors from entering the hospice industry. CDPH itself warned that if emergency regulations are not adopted immediately, the department will not have the robust regulatory requirements needed to protect the health and safety of hospice patients and to enhance its ongoing efforts to address the indicators of fraud and abuse identified in the audit report. That is a remarkable admission from the agency responsible for oversight. These are not routine regulatory updates, rather emergency measures designed to give the state stronger tools to investigate bad actors, deny illegitimate license applications, and prevent fraud before it harms patients and taxpayers. The fact that emergency regulations are required should concern every Californian, said Assemblyman Tangipa. This letter admits what the minority has been calling out all year long. There is a rampant fraud in our system. While the majority ignored it and chastised those calling it out, the California Department of Public Health has admitted to what we all knew was happening. This declaration of a factual emergency is both a validation of those warnings and an indictment of a state government that has failed to provide the oversight Californians deserve. We support immediate emergency action to combat fraud and protect vulnerable patients, but that alone is not enough. California deserves answers. Assemblyman Tangipa, it continued. Just this week, the legislature passed a massive tax increase and a budget funded by record revenues, yet there has been little evidence that Sacramento is prepared to manage taxpayer dollars more responsibly. Before asking Californians to pay more, Sacramento should prove it can stop the fraud, waste, and abuse already occurring under its watch. Assemblyman David Tangipa. Well, let's talk about the Caltrans new incoming impacts. Inyo County Cartago Wire Pool on US 395 from Lake Street to Ash Creek Road. There will be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews pull wire over the roadway on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Moving up the hill to Mono County, wrong-way driver signs and markings on U.S. 395 from Sawmill Cutoff Road to Owens River Road north of Mammoth Lakes. There will be intermittent lane closures while crews mark the pavement and install wrong-way driver signs Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Crowley utility work on U.S. 395 from southbound on ramp of Crowley Lake Drive to McGee Creek Road. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews replace poles on Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. June Lake utility work on State Route 158 from North Shore Road to US 395. There'll be one-way traffic control while utility crews replace wires and poles on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. The Vining Flats utility work on US 395 just south of State Route 120 east on Mono Mills Road to State Route 120 west near Vining. The shoulders in both directions will close while utility crews replace poles Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Vining utility boring on US 395 from State Route 120 west to Picnic Grounds Road. The shoulders in both directions will close while utility crews bore under the roadway Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then finally, Conway Summit shoulder work on US 395 from Conway Ranch Road to Virginia Lakes Road. The northbound outside lane and shoulder will intermittently close while crews work in the shoulders. Work is scheduled Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Now, remember, these are just the new incoming impacts. There's ongoing impacts, and all of these delays add up. Make sure you add them into your time. Let's talk about what's going on over at Bishop Twin Theater. Man, my team was so upset that I was unable to attend and us to do a movie review on this one, Toy Story 5. Man, I'm kicking myself as well. It's PG. It's 1 hour, 42 minutes. Then Disclosure Day is staying over PG. 13, 2 hours and 25 minutes. And then now, Summer Matinee, all seats, $3, June 23rd through June 25th. So it's going to be Storks. It's going to be Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rated PG and it's 1 hour and 15 minutes long. You can find more information and ticket prices and all that out at bishoptwintheater.com. You can also find more news at sierrawave.net. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, you really need to go out and watch those interviews that we had the opportunity to take with the wonderful kids from the 4-H. Don't forget, Junior Livestock starts next week. Information can be found at tricountyfair.com.